Democrats turn January 6th into a primetime television special. We need primetime hearings on the Twitter files and this rig job in the 2020 election. And we have to insist in putting this, because you're right. At least half of the American public has no idea this story exists. You guys are driving around right now listening to me, and you're nodding your head and saying, man, you know, this really gets to the essence of our faith in American government. How can we have faith when a major agency, the FBI, in cahoots potentially with the Department of Justice, is rigging an election? Okay. How can you have faith based on what we now know, the receipts that have come out associated with Twitter? And assume, again, it's going on at Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else. We have to have primetime hearings. That's my answer. That is this is the number one issue. I'm upset about the $1.7 trillion. I'm upset about a lot of things. The border, crime, the failure of us to in any way restrain our spending on associated with Ukraine. There are so many things that stink in Joe Biden's America. This is the core of the rottenness. This is unacceptable. Here are the Republicans who voted in favor of $1.7 trillion in spending in the Senate. I'm just going to read them to you. Roy Blunt, Missouri. John Boozman, Arkansas. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia. Susan Collins, Maine. John Cornyn, Texas. Tom Cotton, Arkansas. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina. James Inhofe, Oklahoma. Mitch McConnell, Kentucky. Jerry Moran, Kansas. Lisa Murkowski, Alaska. Rob Portman, Ohio. Mitt Romney, Utah. Mike Rounds, South Dakota. Richard Shelby, Alabama. John Thune, South Dakota. Roger Wicker, Mississippi. Todd Young, Indiana. You voted for Republicans to represent you. All of those men I just named and some of the women, they didn't do it. They are disgusting.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Tired of overpaying woke wireless companies? How about this instead? Get talk, text, and blazing fast data for just $30 a month. You get this on the same network, the same towers, with the same coverage as the other guys, but for half the price. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hallelujah.
You can start saving today without having to sacrifice on coverage. How do I know? I'm a customer. Listen to all the benefits you get. A U.S.-based customer service team to make your switch even easier. You're supporting a veteran-owned business, and here's the best part. When you dial #250 today and say Clay and Buck, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and the good people at Pure Talk will get you switched over in as little as 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and make the switch to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. MyPillow is bringing you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for your last-minute holiday shopping. Get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $29.98 or a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. And MyPillow's very comfortable mattress topper is on sale starting as low as $99.99.
Get their biggest discounts yet with promo code ClayAndBuck at MyPillow.com. MyPillow offers a variety of sizes, colors, and styles for all the people on your list. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and now during this season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas will have their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, enter the promo code ClayAndBuck. You can also call 800-792-3269 for these great limited time specials.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't.
Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow
Live
Life
from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Worries about higher interest rates are pummeling Wall Street following some stronger than expected reports on the U.S. economy. That good news suggests the Federal Reserve may follow through on its pledge to stay aggressive on economy crunching interest rates. The three major indexes all down more than 2%. President Biden urging Americans to take the pre-Christmas winter storm seriously. Greg Clugston with that report.
FEMA and National Weather Service officials briefed the president on the massive storm affecting much of the country.
It goes from Oklahoma all the way to Wyoming and Wyoming to Maine, and it's a real consequence.
And he urged Americans not to take this winter storm lightly.
It's not like a snow day, you know, when you're a kid. This is serious stuff.
Temperatures are plunging, and the storm system promises heavy snow, ice, flooding, and powerful winds. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, a judge announcing cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried can post a $250 million bond and live in his parents' home in California. That's while he awaits trial on charges. He swindled investors and looted customer deposits on his FTX trading platform. Shrugging off rampant inflation and rising interest rates, the U.S. economy grew at a 3.2% annual pace from July through September.
Analysts say the rate is an unanticipated upgrade from their earlier estimate of third quarter growth. The rise in gross domestic product, the economy's output in goods and services, marked a return to growth after consecutive drops in the January to March and April to June periods. Driving the third quarter growth were strong exports and healthy consumer spending.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Dow is off 501 points and the NASDAQ down 295. More at townhall.com.
Sarah, I'm sorry I'm late. The traffic is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't help that gas prices have skyrocketed. I can't believe how much it costs for gas now.
Everyone's talking about how much gas is, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app, and I get cash back for every gallon of gas I buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid real cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yeah, real cash every time I buy gas.
What? That sounds like it could really add up.
I've made around $200 already.
Wow, that's serious extra money. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code APP200 for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code APP200 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus in your first tank. That's code APP200 for 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available.
Does your car need work? Are you putting it off because you dread the hassle of taking it to a shop? Now you don't have to with RepairSmith. RepairSmith mechanics come to you and do the work in your driveway. That's right. Any work your car needs, from simple jobs like oil changes to major repairs, they do it all at your house or workplace, even on weekends. Your day can go on as planned. Expert RepairSmith Auto Mechanics will arrive with all the parts your car will need, so there are no delays. Your car is ready right on time, and they'll leave your driveway spotless. How much does it cost? RepairSmith's prices are competitive with your local shops. Why hassle with taking your car to a shop when the shop will come to you? Go to RepairSmith.com for your free instant quote, plus get $25 off any work over $99 with code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The head of the Nevada Republican Party repeatedly took the Fifth Amendment when being deposed about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Party Chairman Michael McDonald was deposed in February by staffers with the House committee investigating the attack. He was questioned about his role in the plan to send fake Nevada electoral certificates to Washington, D.C. He took the Fifth 275 times during his deposition. Pediatric intensive care units are still at full capacity. As respiratory viruses are increasing, the number of children being hospitalized as well. Local health officials say the number of RSV cases has more than doubled in Nevada over the last year, going from 482 cases of the virus to 1,078 this year. Following Thanksgiving holiday, new cases of COVID-19 jumped by some 50%. Now, to combat the spread of RSV, COVID, and the flu, health district officials continue to recommend mask wearing, washing your hands, and stay home if you're sick. KMCQ satellite weather, mostly sunny. Today's high expected to be around 59. It's 56 degrees right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for right now. Southbound 4th Street at Clark downtown. Northbound Lamb, that's at Owens. And an injury incident, that's eastbound Colorado at Lamb Boulevard. And do expect some congestion there on Interstate 15 southbound, beginning around Spring Mountain.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good Thursday afternoon. I am not Kevin Wall. I am Michael Schaus filling in for Kevin Wall. Don't worry, he'll be back eventually. I'm just basically keeping the seat warm while he is gone. I am Michael Schaus. I'm former communications director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. I'm a political columnist. I also have my own business, Schaus Creative, LLC. And good Thursday afternoon. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Hope you're enjoying the winter solstice, Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate. I don't care. Just hope that, good tidings this time of year. And actually, the solstice is the best part because now the days are going to be getting longer. And that gives me reason to keep on living, basically. We've got a good show for you today. Not that I would tell you anything else, but we've got Danielle Gallant coming up. She's the Republican Assemblywoman from District 23. We'll talk to her in the next hour. We've also got Valeria Gurr with the American Federation for Children. If you don't know who either one of those folks are, you got to tune in. They are both excellent, excellent voices for the community here in Nevada. But first, I want to start the show off talking a little bit about this $1.7 trillion that apparently we just rammed through Congress. The libertarian in me always likes to say that there's no real difference between Democrats and Republicans. And that generates a lot of eye rolling, especially with, good conservative Republicans who say, no, we are very different than what the Democrats are. But this $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that was just shoved through Congress at the last minute is a great example of what libertarians mean when they say that there's no difference between the two parties. Both parties have so corrupted the legislative process that we end up with things like this omnibus bill. People just shoved whatever they wanted into that. It was 4,000 pages. Nobody in Congress, those who oppose it or those that supported it, had any opportunity to actually read it. I can guarantee you not a single representative in the House or a single senator in the Senate actually knows everything that they just voted for or against when they cast their vote for this $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. I mean, the process of legislating has basically made a joke of our so-called democracy. And this is something I want to talk a little bit about today, because over the course of the last few years, we've heard a lot of people say, oh, you know, democracy matters, and we need to save democracy. We don't really have any democracy out there right now. We really don't. There's no way that your representatives are actually representing you, even if there's somebody that you agree with, because they don't have the opportunity to. And to just underscore how broken the process is, I want to play a quick soundbite that we have here. Rand Paul really broke this down pretty well when he was discussing what is wrong with the process. Let's do clip three, if you can.
People argue that it's conservatives' fault. It's you don't have the Christmas spirit. Somehow you're holding up government. Well, whose job is it to produce this? The people in charge of spending. The people in charge of both of the parties. When did they know that this would be necessary? Well, it's in the law, September 30th. You got 9 months, almost 10 months, to produce a plan, to have a spending plan. They weren't ready on September 30th, so they voted themselves 90 more days. They weren't ready last week either, so they voted themselves another week. And now we have it at 1:30 in the morning this morning. But what's the clamor? The clamor is to vote. Vote now. Let's get it done. Why are you standing in the way of spending? Well, the real question is this. What is more dangerous? What is more dangerous to the country? $1.1 trillion in new debt, or as Republican leadership likes to say, oh, but it's a win. It's a big win. We're getting $45 billion for the military. So which is more important? Which threatens the country more? Are we at risk for being invaded by a foreign power if we don't put $45 billion into the military? Or are we more at risk by adding to a $31 trillion debt? I think the greatest risk to our national security is our debt. The process stinks. It's an abomination. It's a no-good, rotten way to run your government. $6 trillion entity, and they want 24 hours to process this, and then they want to go forward.
See, and that's the problem. They like the people who are actually running the show in Congress. They like the fact that they have to rush this right before a holiday, because that means that nobody can read it. Nobody can object to it. They bundle it all together. So that way you can't say, oh, no, 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 no. You know what? I'm not happy with spending, what is it, $315 million to make bee-friendly highways? I mean, that was shoved in the bill. And because it's shoved in there with important things like funding for the military, because you need to pass it in order to keep government open, which is another topic that we'll discuss here in a second, they like having all of that put together. This is something that we've seen more and more of over the course of the last, say, 20 years, where we've gotten away from, all right, here's one bill that addresses one thing, and let's vote on that, and then we'll go and vote on something else. And instead, we're trying to pile everything together, and it's creating this very unrepresentative form of government. This government that really is run by the lobbyists, really is run by the corporate entities. You know, in fact, I want to know your thoughts on this $1.7 trillion, because this is something that really gets me frustrated, because it shows just how corrupt both Democrats and Republicans are. Give me a call, 702-866-6700. Let's go to line one, Frank. Frank, what do you think about this $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill?
Well, it's preposterous is the word. It's My friend in Florida, his grandfather said the only reason they get away with this is it's paper. If they had to pay us in, you know, traditional, I don't know how old you are, Michael, but I remember when a dime was 100% silver, a nickel was 100% nickel, the metal, a penny, a copper penny was 100, a copper, well, the they try to steal the copper wires all the time at the construction site.
Yeah.
And I think you get the gist of it. We're living in an economy of theft. Our monetary system, that's what inflation is. It's theft.
Yeah, they don't
and
view it as
I
real
look
money.
At the grandchildren or whatever, it's what are we leaving our future to? I'll take your answer on the radio, buddy.
Yeah, hey, thank you so much for your phone call. I really appreciate it. No, you're absolutely right. This is, they don't view it as real money, because to them it's not real money. They'll just go print some more, or they'll do quantitative easing or what have you. I mean, the Fed rates, the Federal Reserve interest rates, have gone up faster than ever before in history. Now, that's a bad sign for a lot of different reasons, but one thing that it tells me is that the Federal Reserve realizes they have no tools to put the brakes on inflation right now. That the only tool they have are the interest rates, which is why they're jacking them up so fast, so quick. But let me put into perspective some of these numbers. Okay, $1 trillion, just $1 trillion, which is how much is going to be added to our national debt because of this omnibus spending bill. Let's pretend that you were in a military jet and you could fly at the speed of sound, and behind you, you were reeling out $1 after another, end to end. It would take you 14 years of flying nonstop to reel out $1 trillion. Let's put it into some more perspective. Let's talk about time rather than dollars. If you could time travel and you went back in time 1 million seconds, you would travel back in time about 12 days. Okay, so you'd be able to go ahead and get your Christmas shopping done again. If you traveled back 1 billion seconds, that would be 31 years. Okay, so that's like Morty and the Doc. You know, that's what they did in Back to the Future. If you could travel back 1 trillion seconds, that'd be 31,688 years ago. You would be tens of thousands of years before the building of the pyramids. You would show up in the Paleolithic period when human beings were first starting to create drawings on cave walls. That is 1 trillion seconds ago. And we just spent $1.7 trillion without anybody even reading what we were spending it on. And that is the mind-blowing part. It's not just the actual size of what they are spending. It's the fact that nobody seems to know what's actually in it. You know, nobody could read through 4,000 pages in 24 hours. Some of the stuff that we see on there, let's see, there's a federal building that's going to be named after Nancy Pelosi, and that needed apparently a couple million dollars. $65 million in two programs for Senator Leahy. A Michelle Obama trail somewhere. It's unreal, some of the pork that they put in there. And again, they put it in there because the system's so broken, they know that nobody's actually going to be able to vote against it. Again, I want your thoughts on this. 702-866-6700. Let's go to the phones. Al, what's on your mind? What do you think of this omnibus spin?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? I've got a... Yeah. Let me get y'all speaking. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we
got
you.
My name's Al. Well, listen, first of all, I wanted to make two points. Number one, this is nothing but Trojan horse politics. You know, every time they do these bills, they're nothing but Trojan horses where they sneak in stuff in there more than you sneak in a hamburger meat. And the solution is somehow limiting these bills, just like I was talking to my neighbor yesterday, and he goes, you know, we got to do term limits. You know, and these guys, they get in there, they're the swamp, and all it is Trojan horse policies. And we got to somehow limit that. We got to limit how many things can be put into a bill, especially at the end of the year. Someone's got to come up with a law, and then both parties got to get together. I like your point where you say, I'm a conservative Republican constitutionalist, but now when you say as a libertarian, both sides are the same, that's an interesting analogy, and I think both sides should take notice. Now, the other thing that I wanted to tell you is everybody makes these analogies about the about the deficit, and they do all these weird numbers, and I appreciate your approach to it, but this is really it's a very simple math, okay? Our country only makes, our GDP is only somewhere in the neighborhood of $24 trillion. We're in the hole already, 31 to 32 trillion. Even if we were just to pay down 1 trillion a year, it would take 30 years for us to get a balanced budget. And we got to figure out, and the thing is that of those 24 trillion, we only bring in about, the government only collects something like about 20 or 30%, something like 8 or 9 or, it's something really, you know, like less than 10 trillion, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, you only got 10 trillion coming in to pay off a $32 trillion debt. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. So
yeah,
stopping the Trojan horse policies is one way, and we got to look at this debt a little different. Compare GDP, compare what the government brings in, and that's going to somehow get us the proper perspective to paying this debt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right, because it's that, you know, 100% of GDP or 100+% of GDP is our debt. That's absolutely unsustainable. And put that into family terms. You know, imagine that you make $65,000 a year and you've got $75,000, $80,000 worth of credit card debt. Sorry, you're not going to have a difficult time. Hey, I really appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. Again, 702-866-6700. Give me a call. I want to know what you think about the omnibus spending bill. We'll be taking some more phone calls here on the other side of the break. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
New Year's Eve, the South Point Hotel and Casino is your hotspot for great times. Love the 80s? You'll love the Spazmatics. Love the music of Queen? Your destination is Bohemian Queen. Want a little of everything in one show? Then the Bronx Wanderers will be waiting to entertain. All shows come with packages included in the purchase price. Go to southpointcasino.com and click on New Year's Eve for more information. This year, welcome in the new year at your entertainment destination, the South Point.
Happy New Year!
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work.